very pleased to be joined in the Raven studios now by Donovan Vanneau of Taste of Edmonton. Donovan, we are coming up on 41 years of Taste of Edmonton this summer. How exciting for 41 years of Taste of Edmonton. What can people expect this year? Can you give us a brief little overview of Taste of Edmonton in 2025?
Yeah, absolutely. We are thrilled to be back in the heart of downtown, bringing vibrancy to Churchill. July 17th through July 27th are our 11 days of Taste of Edmonton. We are absolutely thrilled. It has been a year of planning and we're ready to rock and feed Edmonton and festival goers alike. New this year, we are excited because we've got 10 brand new restaurants that are joining Taste of Edmonton. With all of that being said, we have 217 unique menu items. 98 are brand new this year coming to Taste.
98
brand new.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Are you able to share some of what those items are? Maybe just a little sneak peek into a couple of them?
You know what? Not specifically on the menu items, but some great new restaurants like Baya's Catering, Ella Freak Lounge, Gangnam Street Food, Kokum's Bannock Kitchen, Pasta Pantry, Saigon Taste, Satay Madura, Spice Bros, Tacopo, and Bulong Laos Thai Cuisine. So those are our 10 new partners. We are a diverse melting pot at Taste of Edmonton. We support culture. We support diversity. And as you can see in the new names that are coming into Taste of Edmonton, it is just a crazy unique festival.
My mouth is watering as you're listing off all of those new restaurants along with the greats that are already returning. What excites you? You're part of Taste of Edmonton. You help plan a lot of this. What excites you about Taste of Edmonton?
Well, it's probably a different answer than most would expect. Yes, we get to break bread with friends and family and all the festival goers that are coming. But the real passion for me is our community efforts. We're a nonprofit organization, also a registered charity. We work with 20 other charities in this city. Annually, we give anywhere from $75,000 to $100,000 back to our community. And with all of the support from Edmontonians that keep coming to this festival year over year, we are able to contribute back to our community so much more. And these organizations that are smaller charities right up to larger charities, it is really, really impactful. The money that they get to come out helps support with our volunteers, the money back into the community. It helps these organizations. Even just a minor little hiccup sometimes is a benefit for us because we get to partner with these great organizations and help these organizations through our volunteer programs. So annually, yes, sun is shining. We're in the heart of downtown. It is so much fun and the enjoyment is just wonderful. But at the crux of it, it is all about our community and how much more we can give back to our community partners.
Community helping community.
Absolutely.
Like that is, that's fantastic. Well, along with everything you just mentioned, of course, we can listen to some great music while we eat some great food, right? Can you talk a little bit about the musical
Absolutely.
Acts?
So we are so excited. On our McLennan Ross main stage, we have 5-time Juno nominee Big Sugar that will be opening up Taste of Edmonton on July
17th.
Yes. We also have Ali Walker and 5-time Canadian Country Music Award winner Clayton Bellamy that will be out on July 18th. The Royal Foundry will be headlining on Saturday, July 19th. We are so, so excited about the next performer, 3-time Juno nominee Shawnee Kish, who the Raven, great partners of Taste of Edmonton, are promoting. And she's also the 2020 CBC Music Searchlight winner. And so we're so excited to have her performing on our stage on July 25th and having you folks down and celebrating that. And then to close Taste of Edmonton on July 26th is Juno Award-winning Trooper.
Wow.
Yes.
That is quite the lineup. Not only do we have great food, we got great music, great friends. This is going to be such a great year for Taste of Edmonton, as all years are, but it just seems like you guys are getting bigger and bigger. How do you keep the momentum going from year to year? What's that process like?
Well, as soon as Taste of Edmonton wraps up, we're right into planning for the next season. We're a small team. Like I mentioned earlier, we're a nonprofit organization. There's 4 of us. We've got a powerful board of directors that help support our 4 staff members. And really, it's about what are the gaps within Taste of Edmonton? Do we have a cultural gap? Do we have a food menu item gap? And so we look at all of those different things. We look at our cultural components because we're so proud of the emerging talent that we put on our McLennan Ross stage. We're so excited about our artisans. We've got over 100 local artisans at the market by Holy Handmade. And it's all about the experience. We know that times are tough, that money is very, very tight for everybody. Here's the beautiful thing about Taste of Edmonton. we haven't increased our ticket price since 2018. A lot of people don't realize that. With that, 75% of the ticket value goes to the restaurant, 25% to the nonprofit organization. That's how we keep things like our performances free, food costs low, you know, the whole experience as affordable as we possibly can, because we want everybody to come out to Taste of Edmonton. A line that I used last year with our accessibility consultant, Taste of Edmonton's not for everybody, but we do strive to be. And so, you know, our goal, if we are missing something, let the audience tell us what we're missing, because we don't want the same old. We don't want increased pricing. And we try our very, very hardest to make sure that those things don't hit the pocketbooks of our amazing festival goers.
That's really awesome. And along with keeping ticket prices the same, there was also the announcement about the new pass, the Eat, Play, Laugh Pass.
Absolutely. We are so excited about that. So we collaborated with Explore Edmonton, which runs K-Days. We also collaborated with Trickstar Entertainment that does the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival. Mike reached out to me from the Great Outdoors and said, hey man, are you interested in doing a three-way pass? And I said, absolutely. How can we do this? And we jumped in full steam ahead. It's a amazing package. $59 gets you three major festivals, Taste of Edmonton tickets, matinee performance on the Saturday or Sunday for the Great Outdoors, and a 10-day admin pass to K-Days. So you get to touch all three during the real highlight of the summer.
Yeah, I can't think of a better pass to attend three of the biggest Edmonton festivals, which is fantastic. I hope that returns for a second year next year, hopefully. We'll see.
The sales are good, and you know, Edmontonians, they love supporting nonprofits. They love supporting festivals. And so, you know, we'll be there along for the ride, laugh with everybody. And again, we get to enjoy some great company at Taste of Edmonton during the 11 days of Taste.
Well, Donovan, you've given everyone a number of reasons to attend this year, but if you could give us your best pitch, why should we go to Taste of Edmonton this year?
Well, money is tight. We really leaned into the affordability for consumers. If you are going to experience any festival this year, we would love for you to come to Taste of Edmonton, because your money goes directly back into the community. So if community is a focus, trying new restaurants, experiencing 90 plus new menu items, we have a brand new kids area that is happening this year. We've got our artisan market, the market by Holy Handmade, lots of new things. Plus we are supporting local, even with our liquor program, we are supporting four local breweries, Leduc Brewing, Manual Labor Brewing, Polyrhythm, Blind Man Brewing. Our spirits are being provided by North Central Co-op, which is another local organization, and we decided that it is the right time for us to keep the money right in our backyard. So we decided against international brands for our liquor program, and that's why we are supporting even more local business. And ultimately, at the end of the day, everybody's got a decision to go out and try great, wonderful festivals. Remember this, Taste of Edmonton is still free for any concert. Come enjoy some discounted tickets and sample over 50 restaurants and food truck operators. Come out, enjoy. Hopefully the sun is shining and nothing but smiles on everybody's faces.
Well, Donovan, you've got me convinced, and I'm sure you just convinced a couple other people to come to Taste of Edmonton this year, happening July 17th to the 27th.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Donovan, thank you so much for coming down.
Appreciate you.